On a chilly evening in January, not long after the Women's March in Washington, 20 women gathered at the home of Demaree Peck in Lexington.
Welcome to our cozy space.
She was hosting a hygge, a Danish word for cozy.
So we have our candles lit and our fire in the fireplace. We actually had an explosion already. Fire blew out the door of the fireplace. That's how intense this night is becoming.
The ambiance was warm and cozy, but the discussion wasn't exactly soft and cuddly. The women had convened to discuss resistance efforts to the Trump administration. It's a movement that is gaining steam up and down the Shenandoah Valley and nationally. Peck herself recently formed an activist group called Lexapro,
which stands for Lexington Progressives. Well, it is kind of a pun on the antidepressant drug Lexapro, which I think is kind of appropriate because we do feel that through our solidarity and our social support for one another and also our political activism, we are combating depression and anxiety and stress that have been created by this new administration.
What exactly are groups like Lexapro resisting? Right now, take your pick. The potential repeal of the Affordable Care Act, the threat of weakened environmental laws, social inequality, religious persecution, racism.
There are many issues, and they're only growing kind of like, I don't know, mushrooms after a rainstorm almost.
Ellen Mayock attended the hygge. She spoke to the group about 50 Ways Rockbridge, which she launched after the November election.
So we ended up paring back our issues to a total of 6. Then we found ourselves getting to 7. Then we kept inviting people to join us, and now we're back up to 12. And we think that this messiness is really important because we want people to be able to work on the issues that are near and dear to their hearts.
This surge of activism is modeled, ironically, after the Tea Party. A group of former congressional staffers published a grassroots advocacy how-to called The Indivisible Guide, which is a distillation of Tea Party tactics that were successful in blocking much of Obama's agenda. The guide has emerged as the progressives' playbook for fighting Trump. Virginia chapters have popped up from Roanoke to Arlington. A big takeaway? Tweeting is great, but you've got to get in the face of elected officials. 50 Ways Rockbridge followed this advice by showing up for a town hall meeting hosted by Delegate Ben Klein on January 5th.
We asked tough questions. We knew which questions would be asked, and we knew which order. And somebody would ask a question, and somebody on the other side of the room would do a tough follow-up. And to me, there's something almost sad to think that we have to be strategic in this way. Also, I'm like, screw it. We have to do this.
Here's Peck again.
I have now put Delegate Ben Klein's phone number and Senator Mark Warner and Tim Kaine's numbers in my phone so that I can call them whenever I want.
Marla Muttner is a member of Together Seaville in Charlottesville. The group's weekly potlucks have grown to more than 100 members.
So we connect, we break bread together, and we break into action groups and plan actions for the coming week.
Together Seaville recently teamed up with Indivisible Charlottesville to protest GOP efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Hundreds of people showed up outside Republican Congressman Tom Garrett's office.
The stories I heard were, you know, there are people standing there who would be dead if they didn't have their diabetes medicine provided by the Affordable Care Act.
In Stanton, graphic designer Mark Borzelica was moved to design postcards to make it even easier for folks in Augusta County to write their elected officials about their chosen causes. He's already printed 1,000 and receives requests for more every day. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.